Clearing brush, building trails, and simply learning how to hold a job are some of the basic building blocks of the Sonoma County Youth Ecology Corps. But the 8-week-long summer jobs program, now wrapping up its 7th year, takes a longer view too, providing training and access to further education or employment through an annual opportunity fair. Program Director Kathy Halloran was at the center of an enthusiastic commotion as this year's fair got underway Thursday morning, pleased by the number of exhibitors on hand to talk with the 140 youthful core members.
We have a lot of employers that are very interested in hiring young people for entry-level positions, and we also want to get a variety of employers for the kids to look beyond what they're used to looking for when they're looking for employment and career possibilities.
Among the potential employers there was William Pagan, a recruiter for Redwood Credit Union, with a possible career path to offer.
If the students are interested in wanting to get into roles like tellers or maybe other expertise that they might bring to the table, absolutely. That might be a bit of a stretch for some of the students, but you know, some of them, it was a stretch when they went to the outdoors as well.
The range of businesses represented spanned the hospitality industry, healthcare, construction, food and beverage producers, even unions. George Stephenson was there on behalf of the apprenticeship program offered by the Operating Engineers Local Number 3.
The kids that I've talked to have asked the questions, and I think the program that they're in currently has prepared them to get in and apply for programs such as my apprenticeship program. If they apply, I'm sure we'll get some of them into the program.
The 3-hour event, held at the Findlay Community Center in Santa Rosa, also included presentations from former Ecology Corps members about how they had built on their experiences in the program, and chances to have a mock job interview and be critiqued on how it went. Jacob LaGoria consented to have his session recorded as he spoke with Kelly Noe from the Sonoma County Office of Education.
So we have this series of questions, and I'll start with the first one. What skills have you developed in your summer job that prepares you for another job?
Well, I started off this summer kind of unsure of what the experience was going to be like. I mean, yeah, having to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning after taking care of my daughter all night is, like, it's pretty tiring, you know, but I found a lot of pride in doing it. Just feeling good with myself, getting a lot more healthier thoughts going through my head when I wake up, you know, kind of just embracing.
Afterward, Longoria was feeling good about how the 15-minute conversation had gone.
I kind of already had, like, a good familiar sense of the questions they were asking, but, you know, there's always a different personality, so I just wanted to come off professional as possible and be well-spoken and polite, you know, and yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was a good experience.
As with the daily work shifts, the youth workers were there with their crew leaders, such as third-year participant Gavin Peak, who works for one of the Corps' sponsors, Social Advocates for Youth.
They've gathered a dozen or more different resource programs here that are either attempting to hire on people or attempting to assist people in going to the JC or military recruitment.
Lani Pahalua, also now in her 3rd year with the program, was impressed by the immediacy of opportunities on display.
I like that they put a lot of research into jobs that are currently hiring instead of just different career opportunities. These are places where the youth could actually apply for a job and possibly end up having a career.
But right now, it's back to work outside, as the Youth Ecology Corps has another full week remaining in this summer's session. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.